Welcome to the Inside Show. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And today we're going to talk about the PEB command.
The PEB. So from the debugger, we're using the debugging tools for Windows here. We should probably quickly say what a PEB is. Process Environment Block. Mm-hmm. It's this data structure, if you will, that explains or encapsulates the concept of a process.
Right.
And so in the debugger, open up a user mode debug file because it's a per application concept rather than an OS one. Mm-hmm. The command is simply bang, which is a Microsoft speak for exclamation mark, and PEB, process environment block. Mm-hmm. And it's going to spit out pages and pages of information. And you use PEB as a kind of like a general guide as to what a process looks like, what DLLs it's interacting with, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. At the top, very simple things about its address space. Interestingly, the bean debug one kind of sometimes is interesting, mainly because or behavior. Sometimes a process changes its behavior if it's been debugged. It goes down a different path.
Right.
And sometimes you might want to know that. Image-based address, this is the main executable, and you'll see that it matches the first entry in the module list below, and that tells us the executable that was running. I've grabbed a dump file of an SVC host here. Mm-hmm. And then we've got information about the loader. So the loader is the person who worries about finding all the extra DLLs and stuff associated with it and bringing them up with the executable. And obvious DLLs like NTDLL, kernel 32, they're the ones who are getting pulled in.
So you see those in almost everything. Every process.
And if you didn't, I actually would be a bit worried. And then we're getting into more application-specific stuff. And so you've got the address in the base address of the module where it is in the address space. Mm-hmm. From a long, long time ago, it was decided that in user mode, you would start filling from 7FF onwards. Mm-hmm. And so there's a big space in the address space in 64-bit. And because it's terabytes and terabytes, we put all the modules up at a nice high address, the CFF range, and then all the memory to do with the processes in a lower range.
Well, these are just virtual addresses somewhere in that big 64-bit range.
Yeah. Then we have the timestamp. And you'll note, actually, that these two values, you go, oh, that's a bit weird, 2062 and 1982.
Yeah, we get comments about this later.
In the 2017 era of Windows, we changed it so that the timestamp no longer is seconds past origin of time, which I think is the first of the first. 1970. Mm-hmm. Now it is purely a checksum, and so it's designed so that if you have the same source code and compile it twice, you end up with the same hash, which means the same file, and we use it as a consistency measure. So no longer does it actually represent the time. Then we've got, as I said, that's the module list, and then we're moving into information about more the operational state of the process, the process heap. Bang heap command, we'll leverage this to explain the heap concept. The parameters that were passed into the process, better known as argc and argv. And then more current operational things, the current directory of the process at this time. Current directory is a per process, not a per thread concept. The Windows title, so if this was, say, Notepad, you would actually have the nice word Notepad dash maybe the file name. Mm-hmm. Because this is an exe that doesn't have a window, it just defaults to the executable name. Mm-hmm. The straight executable name itself, kind of a repeat of the module above. And most interesting, the command line. So in this case, it was an SVC host associated with the local service network restricted security policy. Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't a DLL-centric one, so if it was like run DLL, .exe or run DLL32.exe, you'd see that filled in. And then we have the environment variables. And this is an interesting point. The environment variables are cloned from the operating system when your process is launched. So if you change environment variable after a process has started, mm-hmm. Classic things like being the path or something like that, it won't be reflected in the process. The process will only see it if they subscribe to the environment variable changed event and then update themselves. 99.9% of programs don't do that. Explorer does do that, for example. Then we just have all the environment variables of the process. very quick way of working out, you know, usernames and stuff like that, and then the way it's configured. And that is the process environment block, Bing PEB.
Awesome.